Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. Today, we play music from American Idol winner Scotty McCreery, and we answer a question about American whiskey. But first, it is history at the movie theater, where a new film opens about former FBI Chief J. Edgar Hoover.
When morals decline and good men do nothing, evil flourishes. A society unwilling to learn from the past is doomed. We must never forget our history. We must never lower our guard.
The movie J. Edgar opens across America today. The film is about J. Edgar Hoover, the first director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Hoover was a complex and powerful man. He helped develop the FBI into an efficient and effective crime-solving agency. However, in later years, many people questioned the methods used by Hoover and his investigators. Bob Doty tells more about the man and the movie.
Clint Eastwood directed the movie J. Edgar. He grew up in the time when, in his words, Hoover was always top cop. Eastwood said he had heard different stories about the former FBI director. Some of them were very critical. But Eastwood said, anybody who stays in a job as long as Hoover did is going to create some enemies. J. Edgar Hoover was the leader of the FBI and the agency it developed from for almost 50 years. He reported to 8 different presidents during that time. He directed some of the most famous anti-crime operations in American history. These included the hunt for bank robbers like John Dillinger and Machine Gun Kelly in the 1930s. Hoover also targeted communists and those he suspected of communism. He believed that people should be investigated and tried for their political beliefs. He created a secret group within the FBI to get information about communists and people suspected of communism. The team sometimes used illegal methods to carry out their work. He also spied on major American officials, even the presidents he served. J. Edgar Hoover's personal life was also mysterious. He was born in and spent his whole life in Washington, D.C. He lived with his mother until she died when he was 43. He never married. There are reports he was a homosexual and involved with Deputy FBI Director Clyde Tolson. The two men were together a great deal of time, even when they were not working. There are also reports that Hoover liked to dress in women's clothing. Hoover became very angry at both these suggestions. J. Edgar Hoover died of a heart attack in 1972. He was 77. The headquarters building of the Federal Bureau of Investigation is named for him. Actor Leonardo DiCaprio stars as J. Edgar Hoover in the new film. He did a huge amount of research for the part, but he told Hollywood Reporter magazine that Hoover remains mysterious to him. DiCaprio said he believed Hoover's mother was the guiding force of her son's life. British actress Judi Dench plays Annie Hoover in the movie. Leonardo DiCaprio is 36 years old, but he portrays Hoover in all periods of his adult life. DiCaprio had to spend hours in the makeup chair each day to look the part. Australian actor Naomi Watts plays Helen Gandy, who was Hoover's secretary his entire career. And Clyde Tolson is played by actor Armie Hammer.
I want you to start a file on Senator McKellar immediately. I want four agents on at all times. I want you to know what's in his trash, and I want you to photograph him at every dinner. Don't get in the car. You can walk back.
Doctor, we have lunch. We don't miss lunch, no matter what, remember?
You pulled away from me in there.
Our question this week comes from Kazakhstan. Oleg Kucherov asks about American whiskey, also known as bourbon. To learn about American whiskey, we went straight to an expert, Charles Cowdery. He writes a blog and a newsletter on whiskey, and he wrote the book Bourbon Straight, the uncut and unfiltered story of American whiskey. In Chicago, where Mr. Cowdery lives, he offers classes about different whiskeys.
Whiskey's a distilled spirit made from grain and aged in oak barrels. That's what defines whiskey. There's Scotch whiskey, there's Irish whiskey, there's Canadian whiskey, there's American straight whiskey, there's American blended whiskey, there's Japanese whiskey, there's single malt whiskey. There's a lot of different kinds of whiskey, but they're all distilled from a mash of grain and aged.
In his book, Mr. Cowdery told about the history of the American whiskey industry, how the drink is made and sold, and differences among forms of whiskey. He says American whiskey is made in America, which explains where the name came from. Mr. Cowdery says most American whiskeys are aged for 4 to 6 years. Some are aged for 12 years. Most American whiskey is made in 2 southern states, Kentucky and Tennessee. It is believed that Scottish, Irish, and Scots-Irish settlers first began making whiskey in those areas in the late 1700s. The Distilled Spirits Council says American whiskey is becoming popular in many countries. The trade group claims American whiskey is now sold in more than 100 countries. Charles Cowdery says India and China are 2 of the countries where sales of American whiskey are growing fast.
It is desirable in these markets. American whiskey exports have gone from, in really the last 20 years, virtually zero to now a $1 billion export product.
Even if Americans do not drink whiskey, many of them remember learning about the Whiskey Rebellion in school. The Whiskey Rebellion was an early test of the power of the national government. The nation's first president, George Washington, led troops to end a rebellion by opponents of a federal law. The Whiskey Rebellion was a major test of the power for the new federal government after the War of Independence ended in 1783. The new government agreed to pay the war debts of the individual states. In 1791, Treasury Secretary Alexander Hamilton proposed a way the federal government could raise money to pay this debt. He proposed a tax on all alcoholic drinks sold in the country. Congress approved the tax, and President Washington signed it into law. By 1794, farmers in western Pennsylvania began openly protesting the tax. The civil protest became an armed rebellion. Local officials ordered the arrest of the leaders of the rebellion, but this just added to the violence. President Washington personally led an army of more than 12,000 troops into western Pennsylvania to stop the rebellion. The conflict ended quickly. The government ended the tax in 1802. Mm-hmm. 2011 has been a great year for singer Scotty McCreery. In May, he won the 10th season of American Idol, the popular television singing competition. Then, less than 6 months later, McCreery released his first album. Shirley Griffith has our story and music from his new record, Clear as Day.
Scotty McCreery is only 18 years old. That is why American Idol judges were surprised by his deep bass voice. The depth and control McCreery has usually comes later in adult life. Listen as he sings Out of Summertime from the album Clear as Day.
It's the Cocoon, Illinois County Fair. I can still see you standing there like a dream. Flatbed stage on a little dirt track. She was second row, her hair pulled back. We were young and free. Oh, she could have been mine, but we ran out of summertime.
Scotty McCreery says his album includes songs that have an older country music style. The North Carolina native says he grew up listening to and loving the artists who performed that kind of music, including Hank Williams, Merle Haggard, and Johnny Cash. Some of his work is also representative of his Christian beliefs, like the song, That Old King James.
Preacher gave it to him when he was 8. That Sunday morning he got saved in that little church. Granddaddy told it at the Bible school. I bet back then it looked brand new. Not a faded word. Now the cover's torn and the leather's worn on that old King James. He took it with him overseas, England, France, and Germany, right there in the middle of hell. Said he read it every night. He swore that it saved his life, his only hope when there was no hope left was in that old.
Scotty McCreery received a recording agreement and $250,000 from his American Idol win. His album, Clear as Day, entered Billboard's top 200 albums chart at number one. McCreery is the youngest artist to do that. We leave you with him performing the song Clear as Day from his new album.
You were sitting on that Silverado bumper outside our locker room after the game, blowing in the tan you got that summer. I walked by and you said, hey. Yeah, that night's still clear as day.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by Christopher Cruz and Katie Weaver, who was also our producer. If you have a question about American life, send it to mosaic@voanews.com. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.
Yeah, that night's still clear as day. There ain't one second time's erased. year is day.